Our next guest went to the postseason, but as a member of a very good Minnesota Twins team 2 years in a row in 2003-2004. But he started his career with Toronto. He was fourth in MVP voting in his final year here as a Toronto Blue Jay. Shannon Stewart joins us on Brady and Walker on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. It's great to track you down. How are you doing?
Good, man. How you guys doing?
Really, really good. Now, is that dating all of us? Does that feel like it's 11 years since playoff baseball? And I remember those two series. The Yankees were kind of doing to you guys for a little while what they were doing to Oakland. There was a little bit, the door creaks open a little bit, and then it's just that Yankee way, right? They kind of slam it shut sometimes.
Yeah, those are the good days. But those are days, I think, when the Yankees were the powerhouse, they had those strong teams. But I think the tide has turned now. I think the Jays have changed all that.
How close have you been following your former team up here as since the trade deadline on, they're 50-51 when they made all these deals. And since that time, have really been the talk of baseball?
Well, to be honest with you, I got three kids, wife and a dog, and I don't watch it like I used to, but I follow it. And I remember when they got David Price, and I was looking at their lineup. I was telling a friend of mine who's a big Yankees fan down here. I said it's over. I said the Jays are gonna win a division. And the guy was mad. He's like, no, you're crazy. Okay, we'll see. I said they're gonna win it by eight. They're gonna win it easy. The lineup is strong. We got good pitching. We got a great bullpen. I said, we got a shot to win the World Series. Oh, whatever. And look, we won the division easily.
What do people tell us what people don't understand about the intensity of playoff baseball? You were close to a deadline guy going to a very good Minnesota team with a younger Morneau and a younger Maurer. What ramps up in terms of intensity? What happens that changes routines for a ball player like you when the playoffs come?
Well, everything becomes magnified. I mean, the little details become very important. Getting guys over, making outs, try to eliminate the errors. And it's every pitch is so critical. You're into the game. It's so much different than a regular season game. Pitch by pitch, inning, everything is magnified. But it's fun too at the same time because it's so meaningful. Even the games down the stretch when you're two games up or you're two games behind trying to get the lead of the division, those games that's playoff baseball.
Shannon Stewart's our guest, Brady and Walker. I wanted to mention that because we mentioned sometimes guys start off a bit cold. They never get hot. It doesn't matter how good a regular season they have. You're the opposite. You were 2-for-5 in your first playoff game. You went 2-for-3 the next night against the Yankees. You're doing everything you can, but it doesn't work that way for everybody. So you get to look up and you see, hey, I'm hitting .571. Some guys, they never get out of the zeros in a series, and it's got to be frustrating.
It's frustrating, and the thing is that when you think about it, you only get so many bats in a series. In a season, you have so many bats to improve your average, or to have a good game. So when you have a series, it's short. So you can either you can have a good series, or you can have a bad series. You might even have a bad series. You could be hitting the ball on the screws, and you're hitting it right at people, or you could be grouping some balls in there, and you got a great average. It's crazy like that. But, the thing about it, you just got to be consistent. Go up there and just got to be consistent. Try to make good contact. Try to swing at good pitches. Try to make sure you play solid defense. As a pitcher, you want to make sure you make your pitches. Because all it takes is one mistake. A guy might hit a home run. Might be a 2-3-run home run. And you might lose 3-2 that game. So everything has to be, your focus has to be laser focus.
Shannon Stewart, our guest, Brady and Walker. Do you like the one-game play-in? We got the Yankees, we got the Astros tonight, we'll have Cubs and Pirates tomorrow. This would have been something that would have benefited your Blue Jays teams back in the day, would have given you, some hope, something to shoot for. But we all know, we have this debate internally, too. Baseball is about the long game. It's not necessarily about just one span of 9 innings. We all like the drama. Do you like the concept of it?
I don't think it's fair because you could just have a bad game that day, and you might be the better team. The better team might not win. One game doesn't define who's the better team I mean, I think you know, best out of five is the best way to determine that. But I understand why they do it. You know, they have to do it like that. But I think, you know, in order to determine who's the better team or who's going to win, you know, who should win, it should be a longer series than one game.
Yeah, I think that too. Like, take even your 98 team. There you are. You guys made a hell of a run in 98. You finished 88-74. Let's say you went to Boston, Shannon, and played one game at Fenway and lost. Well, what does that do for your fans? There's no home game. There's like, so even giving two out of three, look how good the Cubs are this year, even giving them a chance to come back in that series if they lose to Pittsburgh tomorrow night, that's something at the very least. I always feel like if you're in the, you're not really in the playoffs unless you're playing one home game at least, but that's me.
Yeah, no, you said exactly right, you know, and for the fans, you know, you're right. You got to go travel, and your team, your fans don't get a chance to see you play a playoff game. You know, it's just as much for the fans as it is for the team. You know, and, you know, they're into it just like the players are.
Down the stretch, we had Sean Green join us, and we were talking about this year's edition of the Blue Jays. You had two guys with 40 plus home runs, and then Edwin had 39, and we compared it a little bit to that 1998 team, and there he had Jose Canseco with 46, and Sean Green was a 35-100 guy, and of course, Carlos Delgado. What was it like hitting in front of those guys, and do you draw some comparisons here?
I mean, hitting in front of those guys was great for me, because I knew pretty much, you know, the pitchers were going to kind of try to come out to me, give me a good pitch of a hit, because you don't want to get, you don't want to mess around and have two or three guys on for Carlos or Sean or Canseco, those guys that end up going up top and get you be down 3-4 runs. So it's always good to hit in front of, you know, good power hitters that can also hit. You know, Green had average and power, Delgado the same thing. So when you hit in front of those guys, it's just like, I don't know. It's, to me, it's a treat. You know, it's a whole different thing than hitting with guys behind that, you know, don't have those type of numbers. But as far as comparisons, you know, this team is very explosive. You know, they can do it all. I mean, Donaldson, Batista, and Cassian. I mean, you got three hitters right there that you have to be careful with. I mean, you make a mistake and you know, they'll get you. You know, Troy Whiskey. I mean, you got Price. I mean, I think the Jays, they did a great job of getting key additions. You know, you got to commend them, because, you know, sometimes teams kind of sit back, but, you know, you can tell they were going after it. And, I mean, and as a fan, that's what you want your team to do. And as players, when you see the organization making moves like that, it gets you excited, because, you know, hey, we're trying to win here.
Shannon Stewart joining us, Brady and Walker. You mentioned the kids, and you mentioned the dog. Have you got a bird also?
Parrots.
That sounds fantastic. That's very tropical where you are.
Yeah, no bird. We got a couple fish. You know, my kids went to a party, and they came home with like three goldfish. I'm like, what is this? You know, we got more additions, and you know who's taking care of it? Me.
Yeah, like, yeah. That's...
I'm walking a dog and I'm cleaning the fish balls, so it's crazy.
Like, I'm against loot bags for birthday parties, but it hasn't included animals coming home yet. Like, I don't want to add to the pet. I don't want to add to the jungle that my house is with more pets. Like, what's next? A boa constrictor, right? I mean, can't have that. We can't have that happen. Hey, we're really glad you shared your thoughts with us, and we hope you enjoy the playoffs. And we're glad you're dialed in. We'll be watching on Thursday, Shannon. You're a big crowd favorite up here still. Thanks for doing this.
All right. Thank you for having me, guys.